Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So many voices across Greater Kansas City weighing in on KCI. How great it is. How terrible it is. We need a new one. We don't need a new one. Well, the decision is about to come in less than 2 months when Kansas City voters go to the polls to decide whether or not to build a new single-terminal KCI. Mayor Sly James, kind enough to join us in studio this morning for the entire 8 o'clock hour. The phone lines are open at 576-7798. Your questions for the mayor, you can call us, 576-7798. You can text us at 22980. Check in on Facebook or Twitter. Mayor, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Can you briefly lay out for us, Mayor, what went into the decision not to go with Burns and McDonald? And I ask it specifically that way because Burns and McDonald answered a call from the business community to come forward. Let's come up with some plans and figure out what we can do for a new airport. So what went down? Why no Burns and Mac and why Edgemore instead?
Well, you know, essentially it was the selection committee's decision. They went through a thorough process. And let me say about Burns and McDonald, I very much appreciate the fact that they were the only ones who stepped forward with a potential solution after I asked the business community to get engaged in this discussion a little more than they were. Waited for a year. Nobody said anything until Burns and Mac and America stepped up. And I'm very grateful for that, or we wouldn't be sitting here talking about this today. But the selection committee went through a long and arduous process. The city council put in place a process that employed numerous lawyers to look over things, et cetera, et cetera. The selection committee tried to keep an open mind throughout the entire process because of their duty to bring the best deal to the city in order to build this airport. Edgemore simply offered the best deal, and there were some other complicating factors. But the Edgemore team has extensive airport design and build and financing experience, over $60 billion in projects and 27 airports, $10 billion in public-private infrastructure deals. They were relatively quiet throughout the process. Nobody knew who they were. They were the ones who said they would do whatever the city needed them to do. They will employ the people who work in the city. Their financing proposal preserves the city's credit. They will take less profit than any of the other proposals, which means we get more terminal built. And all of those things made a lot of sense, particularly in light of the fact that during the course of the responses to the proposal, a legal issue cropped up with regards to Burns and Mac's proposal. There was an ambiguity in the original proposal regarding how the debt would be stacked. The city has a master bond ordinance that is ironclad. It has to be in play whenever we issue bonds. Burns and Mac's original proposal did not clearly identify that issue and left some ambiguity as to whether their debt would be superior to the city's debt. And according to the master bond proposal, you can't do that. There was a clarifying question asked of all of the developers because they all had something to need to be clarified. And when Burns and Mac responded, all the lawyers who were involved in it thought that their response was such that they had changed or altered the proposal process, which could be a disqualifying event. So they advised the council that they did not believe it would be wise to select Burns and Mac. It would lead to litigation that could stop the entire process. So with that on the sideline and no way to cure it, and there were some other issues regarding the other respondent, AECOM, then Edgemore was selected because they had the best deal on the table. Lower cost, more building, a collaborative working attitude, a desire to build a green airport, to build something uniquely Kansas City. So that's what happened, and that's why it is where it is. I did not participate in the selection process. I didn't go to any of the meetings. Some council people did. I thought that doing that would inject a layer of politics into it that didn't need to be there. I stayed out of it.
Mayor Sly James with us in studio this morning talking about KCI. 576-7798 is the phone line. Your questions for the mayor. We're taking them this morning. Real quick, we'll jump in, check triple team traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Johnny Rollins will start us on the Kansas side.
At the very least, it's normal on the Kansas side, if not a little bit better than normal on that K-10 run with no sunshine today. The remnants, believe it or not, of Irma, the clouds in the sky this morning, shading the sun and not seeing that sunshine slow down at all on the K-10 run now from K-7 up to I-35, 435. I'm Johnny Rollins. Now here's Major Miles.
Missouri side quieting down a bit now. Still have that crash wrapping up on the right shoulder westbound I-70 at Woods Chapel, but no longer any slowdown past that. Scott has a look at the Northland.
Southbound 435 slowing from a road work at 210 now to 48th Street. That's your look up north. Mage.
Brought to you by Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Get on the fast track to winning during the Hollywood Casino 400 giveaway where you could win a 2017 Ford F-150 XLT on Friday, October 20th, only at Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Major Miles, KMBZ traffic.
Your forecast, scattered clouds, from the remnants of Irma in our neighborhood, a high of 82. Right now it's 59 at your severe weather station here on KMBZ. We are talking with Kansas City Mayor Sly James about a new single terminal KCI this morning. Welcome and thank you for joining us, Mayor.
Thank you.
Bringing us up to date on the concerns that Burns & McDonnell has about your choice or the city's choice for the project. Burns & Mac did not get that contract. But nonetheless, you're saying the process will move forward in spite of any potential challenge to the decision.
Yes, and I will tell you this also. The process is not finished yet. The fact that there's been a recommendation from the selection committee doesn't necessarily mean that the process is over. So I don't, I'm frankly not focused on the process. I'm focused on the election on November 7th. Because if there's a no vote on November 7th, who cares about the process? No, we won't need it. And if there's a yes vote on November 7th, we can complete the process and move forward. The most important thing is voting yes on November 7th for a new single terminal. That's the issue that I'm focused on, and that's the issue I'm going to remain focused on. It's time for people to vote. We've been through this conversation now for 6 years, and Alvin Brooks was at a forum I was at last night and reminded me that when he was on the council in 1999 to 2007, they were talking about a new terminal then. They could never get it off the ground. This is not a new conversation. It's not something that is, you know, just popped up. This conversation has been going on for 6 years. I've been to hundreds of meetings, dozens of council meetings. I selected a 22-person panel that met for 14 months to look at the airport and give us their decisions, and they were thorough. They wrote a report. They thought they could renovate, and at the end of it all, they decided that a new terminal was needed. The airlines went through a 2-year process. They looked at 30 iterations of major renovations. They looked at 30 iterations of single terminals. They thought a major renovation would do it. After they got through all of that, they decided that the renovation was more expensive and less efficient than a new terminal. They came out and said very publicly that they would support a new single terminal. They would backstop $976 million to pay for it, and they would not pay for anything else. They wanted to expand in Kansas City. They cannot do it without a terminal that meets their needs. KCI no longer meets the needs of the airport, nor does it meet the needs of the flying, traveling public.
Mayor, let's go to the phone lines. Peter lives north of the river. Peter, what's your question for Mayor James this morning?
My question is, if the vote comes out and it's in favor of keeping and remodeling the three terminals, will the city council and the mayor abide by the vote?
All right, Peter, we appreciate the question. In that case, Mayor, that's not exactly what we're voting on, but I guess no. That is a no vote for a new terminal.
There's no remodeling that's going to occur at that airport. You either vote for a new terminal or we stick with what we've got. The remodeling won't be necessary. Because I fully expect us to have less traffic. airlines do not bring transfer flights into this airport because the customer experience is so bad. They said it publicly. They will not bring transfers in here. In fact, when there was 12 new flights that they wanted to bring shortly after I took the thing off the table, they took them to St. Louis, not Kansas City, because they didn't want their passengers transferring in Kansas City. And the reason is very simple. If you've ever transferred a flight and been stuck somewhere for 6 hours waiting for the next flight, what do? You walk around, you look for a place to eat, you look for something to read, you look for something to do. And if you're in KCI, those options, particularly if you're there after 6 or 7 o'clock at night, you can forget it.
Mayor, have airlines like Southwest, though, if we build a new terminal, have they committed to more gates? More flights would mean more gates. Have they said we will take more than what we use now?
We don't need more gates. We need fewer gates. We've got a ton of gates. But here's the deal. Love Field has about 32 gates, and they fly out over 200 flights, commercial flights a day. We have three terminals, only two of which are being used, and more gates, and fly less flights a day.
But I mean by airline, meaning that if Southwest has, let's say Southwest has 10 gates now, and they would bring more flights to us, then theoretically they would use more gates in the new terminal. Have they made commitments as to how many gates they would need in the new terminal versus the current terminal?
No, that's between the airlines. All the airlines are involved in this. Let me also say that the decision of the airlines to build a new terminal isn't just Southwest. It's unanimous. They all said the same thing. They all agreed to it. They're all on the hook for any costs, overruns, or any costs that need to be paid. They are the ones who have basically went through all of the iterations and said, this is the terminal that we need to satisfy our needs, not just today, but going forward. Also, it's expandable so that if we need more, they need bigger spaces because they've got bigger planes. They need a different layout. We have a lot of space at the airport, number of gates. They can't use them because there's no need to use them. There's not enough flights in and out to do that. Plus, we have a 72-foot-wide circular, semicircular airport that's kind of like wanting to build a 5,000-square-foot house, and it's all 10 feet wide for 5,000 square feet.
The biggest shotgun house you've ever seen.
You got your 5,000 square feet, but boy, is it inefficient. You have to walk for a day and a half to get from the bathroom to the kitchen.
Mayor Sly James with us live in studio. We're talking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.